Okay, this is going to sound a little science fiction-y, but stick with me here. Imagine you are an asteroid, blissfully speeding through the quiet of space, when all of a sudden, a spaceship comes out of nowhere and fires on you, blasting a hole on your surface. Okay, the sound effects are fiction, but the story is not. Today, a Japanese spaceship called Hayabusa 2 did actually fire on an asteroid as it traveled some 180 million miles from Earth.
The Japanese really have made history today with this mission. It's what exploration is all about.
That's Deborah Domang with the Planetary Science Institute in Arizona. She's a scientist on the Hayabusa 2 mission. Today, the Japanese spacecraft fired a small copper ball the size of an orange at the asteroid, and the resulting explosion created a crater. The goal firing on the asteroid, says Domang, is to explore what lies beneath the flying rock surface.
Asteroids themselves are sort of the remnant pieces of the early solar system, and understanding what they're made of and how they're put together is important in understanding the evolution of our solar system and how planets are made. But these objects have been around for a while, and their surfaces have been exposed to the space environment. And that alters the chemistry and the structure of the material on the surface. So to understand the original composition, the unprocessed composition, you need to get underneath. You need to get below the top layer so that you can get an idea of what the pristine materials are like. And that was the purpose of making the crater. Can we see what's just below the surface?
The Japanese Space Agency also deployed a space camera to watch today's explosion on the asteroid. Deborah Domang says the Hayabusa 2 spacecraft has already sent some pictures back to Earth. More photos and scientific measurements will be coming soon, but she says it'll be several weeks before scientists really know what they've uncovered on the surface of the asteroid.